At noon, we have the National Anthem with Phil Clays. We've been doing for many, many years, maybe a decade or more. And then following Phil will be local group Port Nocturnal. They were the first band on the Ape stage last year. And I'd call them like hippie rock. Really good music. Just put out their independent first album that they just did. So they're out kind of supporting that as well. Good sound. And they've been playing around the region quite often, which is really good.
Highs and lows, and I don't know which way to go, which way is up. Don't even care to who's in there. I'd like to know, like that guy. Somebody let me in. I'd like to begin the ritual. Put on your mask and
at 1 o'clock, 35th and Taylor, they just, I believe, opened for Bon Jovi. They won the right to open a show in Chicago at the United Center, I believe. And that, from what I saw on Facebook and heard, was one heck of an opportunity. So super cool and great for those guys as well. And they're local. They're from around Sioux City as well. This region, I would say.
There's a temple in my room. There's a preacher in my street. There's a cloud over my head. You've been keeping it for me. My heart was built for breaking. My blood was meant to bleed. It's been a hard times, baby, since you've been loving me.
2 o'clock, we have Eric Lindell. Eric's a great, I would say, Cajun blues rock guy. He's playing the Mardi Gras Festival as well on Thursday, and then we'll be playing an after-show party for us at the Marquee after the festival. He comes from New Orleans, the New Orleans area. He'll be here for like a week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So that guy's really good. I've seen him many, many times down in New Orleans primarily, and he's an awesome, fun guy to just listen to.
I was supposed to leave here Monday morning. Tomorrow's Friday, and I'm still around. Leaving Bodega is hard to do. I'll be coming home real soon to you.
Middle of the Day, followed by Johnny Swim. That is a couple duo, I would say, but with a band as well. And they have gotten a lot of attention on this lineup on their own. So we have a certain chunk of people that have called us and said, wow, I can't believe Johnny Swim is on the lineup. So that's kind of a really good surprise, I think, for a lot of folks.
In the wake of every heartache, in the depth of every fear, there were diamonds, diamonds, waiting to break out of here. Don't you think I hear the whisper?
It's just weird. We kind of start with a few folks higher up on the bill later in the night that confirm or don't confirm, and once we get stuff locked in, we start building around that for diversity. What we try and do is put together a good show.
We're the fire from the sun. We're the light when the day is done. We are the brave, the chosen ones. We're the diamonds, diamonds, rising about the dust.
So the Revivalists, we've always had that 4:30, 5 o'clock slot that is just some great up-and-coming band. I would say that the Revivalists, when we booked them, were a perfect fit for that, and now have become much bigger, I think, than we anticipated. These guys are great. I've seen these guys a couple times already. Real strong New Orleans band. The thing I've noticed is I saw them in Chicago a few months ago, maybe 1,500 people in the room at that show. That was a tour that they were on that every date had sold out because they'd gotten so much bigger. And every single person in that room knew the words to every song.
You shine like a star. You know who you are. You're everything beautiful. Stayed up in the city till the stars lost the war.
Trombone Shorty in Orleans Avenue. Trombone Shorty's got the distinct honor now of closing New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, which if we were going to say we modeled what we're doing here after anything, it would be the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. That thing's been going on for a lot longer than we've been doing this, clearly, and is such an inspiration. In the days of all these festivals kind of coming and going now, being very commercial, New Orleans Jazz and Heritage has always just had great, great music, diverse, a lot of emphasis on New Orleans. And so Trombone Shorty now closes the final day of the main stage. That was a slot that previously the Neville Brothers had taken for many, many, many years, and Shorty took it over after Katrina.
I know you came here to move. Showing up tonight, so to show and prove. I know you feel so good when you're feeling the groove, and I can show you how it's done. But hold on, not so fast. You got the feeling, make the fire last. You want to feel it from me, I want to feel it from you. I say, what you gonna do? Or what you gonna do to me? Or what I'm gonna do to you? I bet you like it.
And then, you know, finally, Joss Stone. Joss, I also saw for the first time in New Orleans at Jazz and Heritage Festival. And she is a super, super dynamic singer. I'd say like R&B, soul. It's hard to describe. I mean, her voice is...
Lately, babe. I've been thinking.
She really does an incredible live show. She really delivers.
How good it was when you were here. And it ain't the wine that I've been drinking. For once I feel my head is clear.
Because the last four artists on our bill, Johnny Swim the Revivalist, Trombone Shorty, and Joss Stone, are all coming from Summerfest the night before.
Oh, really?
They're all driving from Milwaukee.
Carpool.
Yeah, they should carpool. A lot of it's about routing. And to get artists, you need to have that routing. And so you need dates within 400 or 500 miles of each other so people can, like old school vaudeville, get from point A to point B. So it's cool. It's great. It's great.
Deep by four, tight in your home. The more that you know, the less love you show to me. The door that you close, you just won't open. I don't wanna let go, but it's taking its toll on me. I don't like that you don't like my mind. It ain't changing. I can't care if you're here or there. It's alright. I'm just saving my heart. 'Cause leaving it with you ain't smart. See, the deeper I fall, the faster you run away.
You know, on the Ave stage too, we're looking forward to another great year there. That thing really exploded last year in its first year as the Abe. And part of that was those guys booked a killer lineup. But and also brought in this tent structure that provided a bunch of shade up there, the ability to do some lighting. Words got out, right? And we joke around that one of these years we're just going to switch and the Abe stage will be the main stage and the main stage will be over, you know, on 24th Street. And that's the one I'll be booking. And that's fine with me, by the way.
I don't know where to turn. In my head, I guess I'll never learn. They tell me I should let it bleed, let it sting, let it burn. Get my head firm. I don't know where to turn. In my head, I guess I'll never learn. They tell me I should let it bleed, let it sting, let it burn. Get my head firm.
My goodness, good morning. You're still an apprentice. Have you generated?